Blog Talk Radio.
I feel alright.
topic today is praying in faith. We are coming from Mark 2nd chapter 22, which states that, but when I heard that Ananias was ranging in Judea in a place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew a distance of Galilee, and he went and he lived in a town called Nazareth. So it was fulfilled what he was said to the prophets, that he could call a Nazarene. So we're going to talk to, that was the 22nd verse that I just read as well. We are going to talk about praying in faith. There's 12 steps of praying. There are 12 steps of prayer in faith. One of the steps is praying in supplication. The second step is attention and thanksgiving. Praying made vigorously, unceasing praying, what to expect from prayer, praying in faith, Jesus teaches on praying, laying the hands, not responding, the answer. The ninth one is sitting on the left or to the right. What should we pray for? We keep the tender moment in the mirror of the soul. What a great gift we have in prayer. The first one is talking about prayer and supplication. By praying, we understand simply words mean words of expression. As for instance, the Lord's Prayer and the Psalms, which sometimes express more than our request. In supplication, we strictly in prayer and make it effect by a certain form of consolation, for instance. We may entreat one to grant a request for the sake of the Father or something dearly loved or highly prized. We entreat God by His Son and His faith. He promises me the psalmist is performing the limits of David and all affliction. And Paul urges, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, and being I entreat you as the meekness and gentleness of Christ. That was the first one praying in supplication. In other words, what we're trying to say here is you got to express words, prayer is simply a form of a word of expression. First of all, we got to hear it from our heart when we are praying. When we are praying, we are asking God for something, asking God for a particular thing in mind. What we got to understand is prayer and supplication. The second one is praying and thanksgiving. It says, mentioning and stating the heart, meaning the desire to express. In the Lord's Prayer, we God's prayer. However, Christ said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find nothing. Anyone that asks, and that it shall be open for you. If one acts, receive, and he that seeketh, find it. To him that knocketh, it should be open. In thanksgiving, we recount blessing, receiving, thus stripping me our confidence in it ourselves to be trusting for what we pray for. We should be thankful for everything that we do in our daily lives. Praying means bogusly. When prayer is made bogusly by preaching is urgent, by supplication, by thanksgiving, anything that are acceptable. Strength and acceptability combined to consider the spirit of pension. This you see in the manner of prayer practiced by the church. And that the Holy Father in the Old Testament always offered supplication and put it in their prayer. The Lord's Prayer opened up the prayers of thanksgiving and acknowledgement of God as our Father. It's early pressed towards filthy, clearly love and recognition of fatherly tenderness. For supplication, this prayer is unequal. Hence, there is limits of moving prayer, even uttering. Now, in the first one, we were talking about prayer and supplication. The second one, we were talking about teaching and thanksgiving. The third one, prayer by gratitude. The fourth one is unceasing prayer. There is no question who does not have time to pray without ceasing. But I mean the spiritual prayer. That is, no one is heavily burdened with this labor, but that if he will, he can, while working, speak with God in his heart. Labor for him, his need and that of other men, acts for help. Need pitching in all his exercise, scraping his faith. Again, we're talking about praying and faith right now. First, we went to First one, we're talking about prayer and supplication. Second one, pension and thanksgiving. Prayer made personally, unceasing prayer. Now, we are going to take a few minute break. We want you to digest that right quick. Prayer and faith. One thing we have to understand that when we pray in faith, you know, the Bible says that if we have faith like a mustard seed, we will gain a whole lot. If we just have faith like a mustard seed. Sometimes when we pray for something, God will answer our prayer right there. What we have to realize that we pray sometimes for what we don't need. I will say it again, we pray sometimes for what we don't need. We pray for no money. We pray for unnecessary stuff. But we need to focus on if you want to get your prayer answered by prayer of faith. Unceasing prayer and pitching a thanksgiving. Always have a thanksgiving in your heart. You'll never thank God. You'll never look up in the middle of the God speaking at this point. Because you want to you want to turn around to appreciate him for what he's doing. He didn't have to wake you up this morning because your ear not let you hear the alarm call. For some odd reason he was there to open your eyes and let you see whatever it is. And that you should be thankful for. When we come back, we're going to talk about what to expect from prayer and prayer and faith and Jesus teaching on prayer. And then we're going to take a break and then we will be right back.
Visions of rapture now burst on.
Faith makes the prayer acceptable before it believes that others, that either the prayer will be answered or that something better will be given instead. This is why James said, let the faith be after God, not being in the faith. But if he labors, let him think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. This is a clear statement of faith directly. He who does not trust will not receive nothing, neither than which he asks, nor anything better. Jesus teaching on prayer. Jesus himself said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when he says, believe that you receive them. First, you got to receive it. Believe that you receive them. Again, believe that you receive them. And you shall have it. Mark 11, chapter 2, verse 1. Read the 11th chapter. He said, and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that offers receiveth, everyone who seeks comes, to everyone who knocks it shall be opened. And what father among you, if his son asks for bread, why give him a stone? If he asks for an egg, why give him a stone? If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more should your father who is in heaven give you the Holy Spirit to bring that out to him? We so hard upon that these things and Jesus did not leave us a prayer without confidence, joyful, and glory. So many of our prayers must be reformed, and we are to pray according to these words to be sure all of the churches across the land are filled with people pray and sing. And why it is that there is need little improvement. So he results from this, from so many prayers, and he is not under the one that speaks of the way he says, you act and did not receive because you are aimless. James 4:3. So where there is faith and confidence is not in the prayer. The prayer is there. Said again, for where this faith and confidence is not in prayer, the prayer is, so if you don't have confidence in what you're praying about, your prayer is dead. So when you pray for somebody to heal them, and you know you don't mean them no good, your prayer is dead. Don't, you know, expect that individual to, you know, I'm going to get healed, you can say so personally. First of all, when you pray for somebody, you got to personally be with that. And when you pray to them, you pray not to the physical body, you pray to the spiritual man. We're going to get better detail into that. Name the need, not describing the answer. We're going to get back to that in a few more minutes. But we want you to do some, you know, we're going to have reflection. Richard J. Foster said, nothing is more eternal to the spirit life than prayer. There you go. Nothing is more central to the spirit of life than prayer. For prayer ushers into the potential communion with the heart of God. And there are many things to learn about this life, constant conversation with the Holy Ghost, that we must be aware of making things complete, complicated. We must be aware of making things too complicated, like children to their parents. So we come to God. This is a way to be sure, but there is also intimacy. We bring our heart cries to the loving Father, like the mother hen who gathers her chicks under her wing. So our God cares for us, protect us, and comfort us. Matthew, the 23rd chapter, 37 verse. So no matter how much we study the limited the realities of prayer, let us forever come as children to a loving Abba who delights to give and to forgive. The Richard J. Foster Reflection on this. We are going to talk about Jesus connecting prayer and forgiveness and accepting the way, not only in the passage from Mark in that chapter, but also in the new and last prayer. This week, we are going to make forgiveness of others not merely a part of your prayer, but a specific aspect of your life with God. We're going to actually do that this week. And we want you to go on Revelation of Truth with Minister Chris on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. But if you go on the Revelation of Truth with Minister Chris and do that for this week, God can make a change in your life. Now, on Thursday, we are going to talk about more about praying and faith, laying the means that describing the answer, and sitting to the left model, right, and what should we pray for. But we are going to pray, and we are going to ask God for more guidance in our prayer life. Our Father, how far we come on the earth, mercy. God, we ask you enough for forgiveness of our trespasses, and that those who trespass against us. Lord, we ask you right now, if there is any bereavement that's out there, Lord God, we ask God to lift a heavy burden right now, God. God, we ask you right now to continue to bless this ministry right now. And Father, we ask you right now, Lord, continue to keep you in your prayers. Continue to keep everyone surrounding you in the hollow of your head for your body. Lord, we ask you now to open up doors that are shut off for you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And remember, until we meet again, stay blessed and stay encouraged in the Lord.
There's a blind man on the roadside, and he heard a commotion, yeah. It was Jesus passing by with the crowd, and he stirred his emotions. Oh, he didn't display his whole life. Thank you, Lord.